Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
10 minutes away from hooking you up with that password so you can play Beat the Bank. You're shot at up to $1,000. Happens twice a day. If you don't get in this hour, we'll play in an hour from now.
All right.
We'll play twice a day. So Canada is going to become the second country in the world to legalize marijuana.
So they just went and just did the whole country.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, yes, announced that it passed Senate. And then on October 17th, it'll be legalized in all of Canada. Making them the second country in the world to do that.
We may not see Justin Bieber ever again. We may just go home.
Yeah, Drake and Justin Bieber are going to move back home. They're going to be gone.
Well, they already live in California.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They can do that in California. But now they can go anywhere in their country and do that.
Right.
So...
Vegas. I didn't know until I was out there. I forgot Vegas.
Oh, Vegas did too as well, yeah.
Oh, so, really? I didn't know that. Not going to affect me one bit.
Yeah. They're trying to control it. All right, let's get the first world problems.
With that shirt, Alan, sure looks like you're into it.
I'm talking about my drilling shirt.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. We accept text messages and phone calls, but this is a bit of a tidbit news, but also a first world problem.
Okay, okay.
This lady could call in and say... My husband's divorcing me because I put too much salt on the popcorn at the movie theater.
Wow, that's his grounds for divorce.
No, that's probably just the straw that broke the camel.
Yeah, down, man. Right? Apparently, this couple went to the movies.
Well, you know how Alan and I solved that problem? We had that same problem. He oversalts it. We just each get our own popcorn.
See, that would fix it because now this couple's breaking up.
Yeah. A lot cheaper than divorce in the long run.
Gosh, it's almost like he was looking for any reason to leave her.
Yeah, somebody's really salty, aren't they, Jenna? That's what they are. From the text.
Yes.
I accidentally bought the full-size paper towels instead of the select-size one.
I hate that.
You guys, now I have to tear them in half myself. Hashtag first world problems.
That select-size was genius, whoever thought of that.
So
I don't know what this
is.
Yeah,
what's the select-size?
They're perforated, so they're smaller.
Oh, that's the ones we have.
So,
yeah,
so it's like a regular sheet is divided into three, because you don't always need a full-size sheet.
Yeah.
And when you mess up, man, Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife's been buying those. I didn't even know we had those.
Huge difference.
I've seen it. I didn't know the name. Okay.
My refrigerator is so stocked up with food, I'm overwhelmed with what to eat, so I just go back to my couch and starve. Hashtag first world problems. It's just too many choices.
Too many choices.
I end up eating everything as soon as my wife gets back from the grocery store, and then we're back to not having anything.
Right? Because it all looks so good.
It's so good. Open everything.
Try new stuff.
Next thing you know, it's all gone.
I know.
And then you have to go to the grocery store.
I have to preheat before most life occasions.
Yeah.
I have to preheat before grocery shopping for that reason.
That's a smart thing to do, Jenna. When you get home, you're definitely going to
preheat before dinner dates.
You'll bust into everything. Let's go to the phones here with Don. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What's your first world problem?
Well, we had one of those slow-close toilet lids, and somehow, like, the shock unit broke. So now in the middle of the night, I forget, and I just go to, like, tap it to close it, and it slams in the middle of the night every time.
Oh. Yeah, those slow-closing toilet seats are the best.
Yeah, it just takes a long time to close. If you're starting to do other things, and it's just not closing.
Yeah.
Because mine closes slowly, but it's, you know, it's like 10 seconds, I guess.
One time I closed it, I went to the movies, came back, and it was just finished up. Thanks, Don.
Yeah.
First world problem right there. From the text.
Yes.
Oh, went to Target the other day, impulsively bought a 72-inch TV.
Whoa. Oh, man. Impulsively?
That's a great impulse buy right there. Not even mad at you for that.
Wow.
It wasn't until I had checked out that we remembered we came in my girlfriend's super awesome convertible.
Oh, that's the worst.
Couldn't fit the TV in it, so she had to leave me at the store, go all the way home, get my Tahoe, and drive all the way back home, back to Target to get me. Hashtag first world problem. Waste of gas right there. And gas prices are too dang high right now.
Gas is too dang high. 72 inch.
Is gas just sneaking up on us and we just don't notice that the price goes up?
Always this time of
typically
year.
Typically, when people, right before the summer, when people are taking road trips, it will go up.
Bill, supply and demand.
I don't know. I told Justin when I got his gas the other day, cheap gas only.
Yeah.
Not getting you the pricey stuff. Super. Not premium.
I still can't believe you had Justin follow you after we got off work the other day and you bought him gas.
That was a deal they made.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I was on empty, so I was going anyway.
Yeah.
And I got some, like, quality company at the gas station because I really don't like getting gas.
Yeah.
But at first, I handed him my card, and I think he thought I was going to pump his gas. I'm like, this is not full service.
Yeah, right.
I'm already getting your gas. I'm not pumping it. I hate it. I hate doing that.
He's I love pumping
gas. The premium.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know, because it takes me back to when I was a kid and my parents didn't let me do it. And then when I finally got the go ahead and do it.
You feel like a grown up?
Yeah, I felt like a grown up. So ever since then, I just love it.
Why? Yeah. It's like not enough time to do anything. I don't know if I should stand there or if I get back in my car.
I like to lean up against the car and nod at everybody.
And then they say you're not supposed to use your cell phone because the cell phone does something and causes some type of...
What?
Explosion or something.
You're not supposed to be on your cell phone while you're pumping gas. And I always touch my car in the winter because of the static electricity. I want to make sure that I already shock myself before I...
Because I can spark it?
Yeah.
That has happened, actually.
Yeah. I've never heard about these tips.
Yeah.
Pumping gas is a whole thing.
You got to be careful.
Y'all are blowing my mind right now.
What's up, Cody?
Then you have to put your cigarette out.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. How you doing, brother?
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
Hey, this First World Problems is kind of like for me and my son. So my wife does like 80% of the cooking at my house.
Yeah.
Well, she got a new job and had to go out of town for 2 weeks. So I had to cook dinner last night. So we had like sandwiches, Hot Pockets, ramen noodles, pizza rolls. And I called everything out to my son. And he was like, just looking at me and was like, Dad, I thought you was cooking dinner. I was like, I did cook, man. This is it. So we're pretty much all starving and waiting for mom to come back.
That sounded wonderful to me.
Right?
Yeah. It's typical at my house.
That sounds delicious.
A little bit for everybody, for every category.
Right? It was kind of like
a buffet at home.
Right?
Struggle style.
It was like that appetizer platter that you get at the restaurant.
Yeah, sampler. The sampler platter.
Yeah, the sampler. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just bought him a sampler and he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
I can't believe a kid complained about that.
Right? I think you did good there, sir.
Yeah, well done, Cody.
Yeah.
A sampler platter.
You're doing good, Dad.
Man, I love those. The mozzarella sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Zucchini sticks.
Oh, you like zucchini sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Yeah.
The fried ones, right?
Yeah, man.
Hi, Meredith.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
So my car has the cooled seats, you know?
Yeah.
And yesterday I was driving to work, and I opened up a can of, you know, water. And I was sitting in my car driving, and I was like, ooh, my cool seat feels really good right now. And I didn't realize that my can of water was spilling over into my seat, and I was actually just getting wet.
And then you like to feed your pants.
I noticed it was too late, and I had water, like, all over the bottom of my pants.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, but your butt was cool.
Yeah, the butt was super cool.
Yeah, man.
Did you have to go home and change, or you just went in and looking like you peed yourself?
No, they pretty much almost air dried by the time I got there because of the cold seat.
Yes.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's cool if you get water in there, but if you drop some soda or an energy drink, those things get so sticky.
So sticky.
They could ruin it. Let's go to Troy here. What's up, Troy?
What's happening, guys?
You, buddy.
Not much, man. We want to hear your first world problem.
My first world problem is I have so much Star Wars memorabilia, I have to have another room to keep it all stored away.
What are you talking about?
I have a two-story house, and before my son moved upstairs into one of the rooms, it was the whole level of the second, of the house. Two rooms, a bathroom, and a hallway. All Star Wars.
How'd you find a woman that was cool with that?
You know what? I don't know, but she is totally down with it.
Text us pictures. Text us pictures at the same number.
Absolutely.
All right, bro.
Yeah, I want to see all the... What's your favorite Star Wars memorabilia that you have?
I have a Yoda from The Empire Strikes Back. He sits about 3.5 feet tall, 2.5 feet wide.
Wow.
That's actual size, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a super fan.
Yeah, send us a picture, Troy. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool of your wife to
look. Absolutely.
All right, bro.
Troy with his Star Wars memorabilia. And from the text, this happens a lot. My smartwatch's predictive text does not match my phone's predictive text, so it does not recognize my slang or my curse words when I'm trying to go off on people. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah. You do have to set those up.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know how to watch, so.
I mean, it's pretty cool. You could do the. You could tell Siri if you want to write something. I'll say text Al this.
And so you can talk on your phone.
Yeah.
Your
you can answer the phone and everything on that bad
boy. I try that on my phone, and it just it goes too fast. And before you can't do but one sentence at a time.
Yeah.
And you cannot pause between sentences and say, you know, period and start a new sentence. It's like, you ready to send it now? It's so aggravating.
I heard you doing the talking to the phone thing and saying period, exclamation
yeah.
point. When I do it, mine just writes out period.
Same.
Mine doesn't. But what I find is really funny is, like, if I want to ask a question, I say, do you want to go with me to the party? Question mark? I don't know why I need to do that.
Yeah.
I'm talking to text or something. Yeah, it works fine.
You want to go to the party?
Yeah, whenever I'm talking to text, I talk like I'm really talking.
Have you ever been to band camp?
Yeah, question mark?
There you go. I was looking for my password. All right, Kid Nation, we got a password for you to play Beat the Bank. You're going to need this to go inside the vault here in about 10 minutes, roughly, give or take a couple.
All right.
Your password for this hour, so you can claim all that money, is blueberry. Blueberry is your password. Remember that password. If you have a short-term memory's not that good like mine, write that down, because we'll have you call in to play Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, that sound right there means you need to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GIGIT.
You're calling us because it's time to play Beat the Bank. Your shot at up to $1,000 is happening now if you're calling number 17. Make sure you have that password that we gave you less than 10 minutes ago.
All right.
So that you can gain access to that bank vault. Little TV reminder tonight. Second season premiere of The Gong Show. You'll have Will Arnett, Fred Armisen, Rita Wilson. They're the judges. Kelly, your favorite game, Match Game, is on tonight as well on ABC.
Yeah.
You're not feeling it?
Well, I used to love it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine. I don't know. It's just, they try so hard to be just dirty.
Naughty.
And
yeah.
We used to be back in the day, they'd slide in, but it would be under the radar kind of. Yeah, you could
innuendo,
take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could take it that way. It's just blatantly.
They lead them that way, too.
Blatantly filthy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't enjoy that.
Fine. Kelly's former favorite game show.
And Family Feud's the same way.
It's not as bad. It kind of went that way.
It went really bad for a while.
They took it back to, it's not as bad.
Yeah. I couldn't watch it with the kids.
I noticed that recently that I think Steve must have said something.
Yeah, I think Steve said
pull
the reins up a little bit.
Jenna?
Yes?
Your season is starting. The third season premiere of Queen of the South.
I know, I'm so excited.
This is your season, right?
This my season.
Yeah, the Jenna season.
That I will be on for a few seconds. I will not appear until episode 12.
Okay, so we got to wait 12 weeks.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It starts tonight on USA.
And speaking of being on for like a second, also tonight, The Four.
Yeah.
That's that game, that singing competition. It's got DJ Khaled, Megan Trainor,
Diddy.
P. Diddy.
Yeah.
And then they have four people sitting in the chair, and then they have people.
And don't forget Fergie!
And Fergie hosting the show! Doing spins! And then there's people that challenge these kids that have the chairs to try to steal the chair from them.
Yeah.
Well, guess who's going to be on tonight?
Who?
We are.
Us!
We
yes.
are! Yeah, we
no.
are!
We'll see how we make the cut. We have no idea.
Now, I asked our producer, White Cheddar, are we really on, or did they tell you tonight would be the episode we would have been on, or what's going on? And he said, no, they told us you're on. So, it could be a second. It could be the whole show.
Well, it's not the whole show. But
it could be the whole show.
You know, they could be like, wait, that Kid Craddock Morning Show.
They need to be on TV.
That is comedy gold.
You know what I mean?
We want them every week.
They need to be on TV.
I don't even remember if I had makeup on. You did. We all did. We put a little.
I didn't put makeup on.
You didn't. The girls did.
Oh, the girls did?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't.
We put a little effort into
our appearance.
I hated
what I was wearing.
I wasn't wearing this shirt, fortunately.
Oh, that would have been great.
Your drug shirt?
Should we take an over-under on how long we're going to be on the show?
Sure.
I'd say 30 seconds.
Oh. 30 seconds of air?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time on TV.
I'm going to take the under. If the 30 is the line, I'm going to take the under.
You going under 30 seconds?
Yeah.
I'll go with five.
I'd say around 50.
5 seconds?
Okay, and here's another question. Will all four of us make the cut?
No way.
No.
See, that's
no
another
way.
One. Another one.
Another one. You know? No way. Not a chance.
Well, if Kelly makes it, I'm on it because that camera has
share
both
a,
of us.
We share a camera.
So, yeah.
I'm sure Kelly said something amazingly funny.
No, so, I really didn't.
We got to interview the contestants.
JC, you asked the most questions, so yes. It'll probably just be you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You did all of the talking.
We might not even, it might just be,
I do the talking.
Be thinking you take credit, because it's going to be all you.
Yeah, you're the captain now.
I am the captain. Yeah, we got to interview the contestants.
Yeah.
So we had, I think we'll have plenty of time, because we talked to four people, and we had to.
We'll see. I think they're going to intersperse them with other morning shows. And
what?
Right? And that's what I'm getting. I might be wrong.
Other shows?
I might be wrong. We might not have been the only interviewers.
We were not the only ones in this relationship?
I was under the impression they were doing multiple interviews. Maybe I misunderstood.
I mean, I would if...
So we have to split our screen time with other morning shows around the country?
Yeah, and if somebody was... right? And if somebody was just better than we are, which is a possibility...
Probably going to be all Portia from This Nation, right. Who was just on Love Connection.
Right.
All right.
All the gigs.
Yeah. I think we'll be fine. I think 30 seconds, because four people.
No way in the world we're going to be on that show for 30 seconds.
I think at least three out of the four of us will get a little bit of screen time.
So who won't?
I don't know.
Well, if it's three out of four, you're eliminating Jenna, because Alan, I count as one, two. I was just going by percentages.
But Jenna talked quite a bit, too.
I might get the cut.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
We'll see.
I'm excited.
So watch the four.
This could be a career changer.
Our return to TV.
Right? Bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Sing me a song. Just not a ballad. A kid called police. Of his salad. Beat the bank. Beat the bank.
A kid called TV? I mean, police because police. Of his salad?
I get
you. Got TV on the brain.
Sorry, I went Hollywood on you guys.
Yeah, I get to you later.
Yeah, I need to hear about
your
that.
Details.
Hey, Christina.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome now.
Yeah, what are you up to right now?
I'm driving to work.
What do you do?
I am a call center manager for Nation's Home Warranty.
Oh.
Oh, we've been having to use our home warranty this week.
Yeah, what happened?
It's fun, to say the least.
All she hears is people complaining.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
That's her job.
About how come the warranty doesn't cover what's wrong with my house.
Right.
Right.
And it's never her fault. Christina's just taking your calls.
Right.
She's trying to help
you
the best she can. What would you say the percentage of people with attitudes is? Is it 80% of people have attitudes, 50%?
I would say 80%.
But people are just angry.
I mean, I don't blame them. This is their home, so, you know.
They're calling because something went wrong with the house, so obviously they're already quite upset.
And Kelly, they need somebody to take it out on, so.
We had a leak under the kitchen sink.
You already have a leak?
It was just a silicone seal issue. So actually, it was a crisis averted. Yeah. Simple fix.
Look at that.
Got lucky.
I bet you Alan fixed it. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did Alan fix it?
Yeah.
That's why he should gain entry into the vacation.
Right? He needs a break.
With Big Al Mac for fixing
things. He needs a break.
All right, Christina, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Blueberry.
Password accepted.
Yes, ma'am. That password was accepted, which means you get to go inside the bank vault. Here is Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play the game.
Yeah, I'm just questioning why it couldn't have been raspberry.
All the blueberry,
right?
Oh, boy.
So we're going to put you in the bank vault with the banker. It's really cozy in there. And he's going to call out dollar amounts that will go up, up, up. But you have to say stop before the bank vault closes. Now, it could go all the way up to 1,000. It could shut at any point, as you've heard in previous contests. But you have to yell stop, even if it goes to $1,000, okay? Because the vault is going to shut.
Got it.
You know how to play.
She knows how to play.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, just make sure you yell stop as loud as you can so we can hear you.
This game comes with no warranty. Be careful.
All right. All right, Christina, let's play.
Beat the bank. $90, $110, $150, $350, $420, $560.
Stop.
All right.
She was not feeling it.
$560. $60 yes. For you, Christina. What are you going to do with that money?
Well, I'm not going to Mexico with Al. Uh-huh.
Neither is Alan.
Well, at this point.
Is he still in the doghouse?
No, I let him come in.
Hey, you let him come in, finally? You got to come back in the house?
Lee. Well, congratulations.
Buy yourself something cool, yeah.
Yeah.
If you got your eye on something, you can go buy yourself that, Christina. Just
buy yourself a spray tan and it'll look like you went on vacation.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
Oh, no.
580. 590. Oh. 680.
One
740.
Uh-oh. A bail right here. That's where I'm out.
Half speed bail.
920.
Bailing
her. Oh, going?
My gosh.
That's right, bail.
No.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's all right.
You got a guaranteed $560. Yes.
$560, more than what I had.
That's exactly. Right. And you have a wonderful day at work today, Christina. Hopefully people are not too
mean. Y'all just made it better. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. You hold on for us. We'll get you set up with your money. And if you want to be like Christina, your next chance to play Beat the Bank is coming up in less than an hour. In fact, we'll hook you up with a password in about 40 minutes.
All right.
Brand new password, so forget that blueberry. There's a new one. Oh, it's our floss friends. So we have
are
these
they
guys.
Running?
Yeah, they're it's like a run club that's been showing up every morning, and they do the floss for us. A bunch of sweaty guys.
Oh, man.
A bunch of sweaty guys doing the Fortnite. Hey guys!
Oh no!
Hey guys!
JC, you know you want to go join them.
I do.
JC, go join them.
Fortnite dancing.
Go join them. Go join them, JC.
Oh, he's doing the orange.
Yeah,
I want to talk to them.
Bring them in,
sweaty boys.
Bring sweaty boys in. I want to know what their deal is.
Yeah, they're so excited. Uh-oh. Now tell them to watch their language. You know, 14-year-olds.
Oh, they're fine. I think they're like 16.
Yeah.
Bruh,
oh,
still.
No.
Oh, am I? Did I just get a new Fortnite? Hey!
Yeah.
Step up to the mic, my man.
No cussing.
You guys
no
are cussing. All watch
too
your
young
mouth.
For me.
Oh, what's up? What's up, fellas?
Your mom's listening. Don't you be cussing.
So,
Eric.
What's up, fellas?
That's Eric. What do you guys do? Are you guys on a cross country team or something?
Yeah. MacArthur High School.
We are boys MacArthur cross country team.
How far have you run so far this morning?
3.82.
3.82.
Oh, wow.
How much do you have to run every day in the summer?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, how much? How far? In here.
We got to run at least like 30 miles a week.
And it's an honor system, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Who's the best runner in the group?
Right here. I like the competition going on here.
You see, it's the person who's talking on the microphone, right?
Yeah.
That just means you got in here fast.
Yeah, you got in here the fastest.
The fastest.
And you're all sweaty, so they don't want to touch you. And you guys play Fortnite, obviously, because you're doing the Fortnite dances.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, y'all need an extra?
If you want to, yeah, put on.
Do you hear their hesitation?
Well, they don't know if I'm bad.
Do you need a dab to join the group?
I mean, we already have one, Coach Lewis.
Coach Lewis plays?
Oh,
but I see there's seven of you here, so you need another one to have double squads.
Well, Jason, you have to run to be a part of their club.
I can run.
He just wants to dance with them.
They're
what
so good. They get
about?
Up and run so early.
I run a mile and a half a day. Is that good?
That's all right.
Stop the mile.
These are cross country. You're running like across the street.
Let me ask you this. For everybody trying to get into the running game, what's the best way to work your way up to running 4 miles?
All right, so first, just run every day, like hard as you can.
As much as you can.
And then, by the time you reach the 4 mile mark, then that's when you start trying to run fast.
Okay. What's the fastest mile?
Me.
My
fastest mile is a 4:30.
Oh my God.
Dang. Yo!
That's Olympic speed.
Dang, that is pretty fast.
Yeah. Oh!
Do you think you'll go to college to run, guys? Is that what you guys want to do?
Yes.
100%?
Yes.
Yeah, but you got that long distance down. Oh,
so y'all running and nobody's chasing y'all or anything. I'm just running.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we have a fun week for you next week, Kid Nation, because on next week, the Kid Nation family vacation's happening. We're going to be live from the Diplomat Beach Resort in sunny South Florida, thanks to Visit Florida.
I'm so excited, by the way. I have a friend that played hockey in Fort Lauderdale and lived in Fort Lauderdale, and I asked him about this hotel, and he was like, oh my gosh.
it's exquisite.
Ooh, I like
he
exquisite.
Said exquisite.
Exquisite he is said, one of my favorite words.
Roger Blair used exquisite.
Exactly. Yes. So you know it really must be exquisite. He said it's exquisite. It has a great view. So he says the hotel is just stellar.
You know who else is excited?
Who?
My husband, Alan. You know what he did to celebrate?
Hello, Alan. What? Skinny dip?
He bought tank tops.
Yes! So my wife is going to go tank top shopping for me tomorrow,
yes.
I think.
I said, well, you and JC
right.
are going to be rocking twinsy tank tops.
Maybe even George.
And great news, I got George is going to get tank tops?
Maybe, I don't know.
Boss,
I know.
Boss man George needs some.
I have never seen him in a tank top until he tried it on for me yesterday. I'm like...
Were you turned on?
It was just a shock because I've never seen him wear a tank top.
Yeah. And only a tank top?
He's, of course, like, I don't compare to JC in a tank top, but.
Yeah. I have to say, Alan's been great in the way that it's made Kelly change her very strong, unwavering opinions on things. Like,
oh,
she hated tattoos and made fun of JC's tanks, and now she's married to a man that has tons of tats.
She's going
to
embrace.
She married the single me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yep. That's what happened.
That's what I was thinking.
She said, get yourself a JC and found herself an
I was looking for you.
So we'll be out there.
He's
he's
the poor man's JC.
No, he's much better. He can do magic tricks.
That's right.
He can fix things around the house probably better than I can. He's great with
very
gardening.
Handy.
Yeah.
And he's great at landscaping.
Landscaping's on point. Mine's not on point.
You need to have him come over. He'll help you.
Man, I tried to take a bush out. A couple weeks ago.
He does it all the time. He relocated all these plants in our yard because he's like, they're not getting enough sun here, so he moved there. And he just knows.
Yeah.
I don't know how he knows. He just knows.
You would think taking a bush out would be easy.
No, it's
not.
No.
It's been growing there for a long time.
I know. Roots were all deep in there. I had to dig, make sure I didn't hit any pipes or anything. The irrigation system, apparently, I was supposed to look out for. I didn't.
Well, you're a rebel, huh?
Yeah.
Don't worry about pipes.
You need gloves to pull them out?
Usually.
Yeah.
Or a truck.
I got them out, though. And then I put them in the backyard, just all the way to the back in the corner.
Good job, JC.
I thought you were supposed to throw them away, but I don't know where to take them.
The landscapers of America will
Where are you supposed to take the bush after you rip it out?
Leave it out in the backyard for the next to the dumpster.
Oh.
And they'll pick it up on big trash day. Sorry, we're just taking care of some housekeeping here on Big Credit Morning
Show. Time for Tidbit News.
We do have some Tidbit News for you.
This just in, KFC now has a chicken pickle burger.
Chicken pickles?
For a couple
deep fried pickles?
For a couple years now, it seems like the general public is finally catching on. Sonic just launched a pickle slush. Disneyland made the pickle top cheeseburger pizza. And now KFC is bringing pickle fried chicken to its menu.
Well, I mean, Chick-fil-A started it putting the pickle on the chicken sandwich.
Yes. Yeah, they did. That's right.
They should get props.
It's the right amount, too.
I started ordering extra pickles. It makes it that much better.
Wait, they're putting pickle juice in batter, right?
They're breaded breast meat coated in pickle sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thick pickle sauce, not just pickle juice spread out.
So it's creamy pickle sauce?
Yeah.
Yum!
Yeah. But look
intrigued.
For that.
It's kind of like pickle everything for
it's
me.
It's kind of like the tzatziki sauce because that's made with yogurt and cucumber, but this is made with pickles.
Or like a dill, like a ranch.
A dill, yeah.
And I am a fan of that pickle slushy that Jenna brought in here last week.
I know. I'm so glad you guys turned the corner on that.
Well, it tastes more like a margarita.
It did. It really did. So there's a 12-year-old boy, speaking of tidbit news, there's a 12-year-old boy from Halifax, Canada.
It's the drug shirt.
And he felt that his salad that his parents made for him was so horrible.
How horrible was it?
It was so horrible that he called the cops to place a complaint.
Do we have that call?
Oh, I wish we did.
I'm sure it's public record.
Unnamed boy first dialed them last Tuesday around 10 p.m. local time to say that he didn't like the salad, but when the police did not respond to his emergency quickly enough, he called them again to reiterate just how much he disliked this salad.
Rat needs to eat his veggies.
Yeah, you need to. I mean, at least your parents are feeding you.
So the police did show up, and they gave the little boy a stern talking to
about
calling 911.
Eat your salad.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. People need to learn.
Right. And that concludes Tidbit News for
you. No, because I got one for you. It's a feel-good Tidbit News for you. How many days of school would you miss a year, would you say? Maybe one or two?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I remember at the end of the year when you would see all the kids that didn't miss any days, you'd be like, man, I can't believe he went the whole school
perfect
year.
Attendance.
Perfect attendance. Yeah. Well done.
Overrated.
Well, there's this kid in Philadelphia, graduated from high school, never missed a single day of school his entire life. From kindergarten all the way to 12th grade.
That's one really? Healthy kid.
Yeah. He made it to school 2,340 days in a row, and now his teachers have started a GoFundMe page and raised $20,000 to send him to culinary school. Oh. They're actually looking for $5,000 more. They're looking to raise $25,000 because that's how much it costs.
I
want to
eat whatever he's cooking.
Yeah.
He obviously eats
right?
well if he doesn't get sick.
And he says that once he goes to culinary school, he wants to open a restaurant called Oh My Goodness.
Oh my goodness.
It's spelled O-M-A. It's a shout out to his grandmother, Oma, who passed away back in 2010.
Aww. It's a great name.
So if you want to search it, it's Kevin's 13-year commitment on GoFundMe.
That's awesome.
Well done.
No missed days for that kid.
That's greatness, man.
I almost made it all the way through high school without missing a day, and then...
But then what happened?
On senior ditch day, there was this girl I kind of liked, and she was ditching, so I ditched.
Ditched with her?
Yeah. Well, with everybody, and then she made
it. Cool kids were ditching.
How'd it work out?
Not good.
No.
Thanks, Trey. Yeah, she made out with another guy.
Ah.
But it's a ditch.
Ditching for nothing.
Yeah.
But that was a school-sanctioned ditch day?
No, it was, you know how the kids get together and
they
say...
they just decide.
This is the day we're going to do it, and you're pretty open about it with the teacher, so the teachers basically knew it was going to happen.
Right. Senior skip day.
Yeah, it's senior skip day.
But it's not allowed, so it still counts as an absence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Some of my friends that did stay in school said that some classrooms had, like, four kids in them. So most of us ditched.
Everybody. You know I wouldn't ditch.
I know, you would be there. Kelly's goody. She would have. I felt so guilty. I thought I was going to get arrested. Didn't want my mom to know.
Truant.
Yeah, I felt like, that's exactly what I was doing. I was so nervous.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thanks, Sean Mendes.
Yeah, Sean.
All right, it's time for round two of Beat the Bank. We already gave $560 away, but it could have been just over $900.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be safe. And right now, we would like for you to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 11 to play Beat the Bank this hour.
Got it.
Make sure you have that password. Hopefully you wrote it down or you just have that great brain working for you.
Is that Cristiano's number 11? No.
No, Cristiano's number 7. Number 11. I don't know who's a number 11. Carlos Vela from the Mexican national team is number 11. Mm.
Who's playing today?
Right now, it's Denmark versus Australia. They're tied 1-1. And then you got France and Peru taking each other on after that. And then the primetime game is Argentina versus Croatia. So you get to see Messi.
Ooh, Croatia, Jenna.
I know.
Yeah, Jenna, you're still going, right?
I'm going.
And it takes a long time to get there. It's the only thing I know about Croatia is far.
I'm rethinking it.
Did you, is your friend going to go with you still, or are you going solo?
I don't know, Thomas. Have you bought your plane ticket, man?
Oh boy.
I thought you meant the one.
Everything in my life could change.
Yeah.
Everything could change.
You may come back with a ring or something.
Oh, my gosh, no.
You can invite a bunch of people to Croatia with you like Al did.
I hope they're still in the tournament. It would make being there fun.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, right? Oh,
what are we talking about right now?
What do you need?
I'm really mad about something from last night.
Uh-oh.
I went out with someone.
I thought it was now.
I mean, we definitely can get into that right now.
Just quickly.
Yeah, that's for quickly, longly, whatever.
I have a huge issue with this, and I didn't realize how much this matters to me, and I'm mad about it.
Okay.
And I want to talk about it because I want to do like a PSA right now.
Okay, what happened?
I went out with someone, went to dinner.
Okay.
And we went to this new Italian restaurant. It was very fancy. It was very nice. And so I'm just eating. I don't know. They had some 100-layer lasagna. It was crazy.
100-layer lasagna?
100 layers. Very thin, and they must make it for the whole restaurant. And then they cut you a big piece if you order it as an entree. Anyway,
Whoa.
So I'm just eating all sorts of Italian food, right?
Yeah.
So we have a great time. It was like a 2-hour dinner. I leave, go to get my car. Mm-hmm. I can give them a hug bye, get my car. And I look at myself in the mirror. I have food in every tooth. I had a black dot between my front teeth, the one next to it, beneath it. Why did he not say anything to me? Why don't people tell you when you have food in your teeth?
I don't think people always see it because I have found that
happen. Had a full meal.
I've had that happen, and you take a selfie, and you don't realize it, and then later you can't post it because you got all this gunk in your teeth. Oh my god!
It was bad though. It was black. It was so bad. Four teeth. I had a full Italian dinner.
Oh no!
Looking like a hockey player.
He didn't say anything.
There's a chance he didn't see it.
There's no way. Why don't you say something? It drives me nuts. If I see a girl in a public bathroom and she has toilet paper sticking out of her skirt or she has a booger on her face or anything, I say something very casually, very quickly, like, oh, you have something here. Or, oh, let me get that. You have toilet paper right there. Or your pants are unzipped. Like, I say something to someone hoping that
save
someone
them
would do the same for me.
Yes.
I know it's a little awkward to say it, but tell me I have food in my teeth.
He might have had a bad experience before. I've had it where I told a girl one time her skirt was tucked into her panties, and she got mad at me.
Well, she was humiliated.
She's embarrassed. Some people react that way.
Exactly. So maybe he had that experience.
It is embarrassing, but oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Tell me. Let me go to the bathroom. Let me fix it.
Or maybe he's thinking, I'll get that during the makeout sesh. You know what I mean? I'll take care of that action. I don't know if you
have a meal.
I was mad. I was, you know what I mean by mad. Not raging, but just like.
Like, why wouldn't you tell me?
Not even embarrassed, because it's just like, gosh. Like, I'm saying bye to the hostess. Thank you for dinner. Smiling, talking to people on the way out. Are you kidding me? No one said anything?
Nope.
I'd go ahead and say something, I think. Hey, yeah, she got a little something right here.
I have big teeth. I have a big mouth. I have a big face. You see this. You see what's in my teeth. I get what you're saying, Kelly. Like, maybe your teeth are covered by your lips. And when you're talking and you don't really see your teeth. But I'm like, rah, rah, rah.
No, you show off the teeth a lot.
I can't help it. I have a huge mouth.
Yeah, I don't know. He probably just didn't want to embarrass you. Is that I'll never go out with him again?
Maybe.
Situation because
so
of that?
Embarrassing.
Maybe.
Well, maybe not. Because the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one might snag her away.
Kick everybody else to the curb.
I'm so excited. Is it Friday yet?
It's tomorrow will be Friday, Jenna. And at least you're not the girl that proposed to her designated driver. Did you see this story?
No.
So this girl went out with a group of friends, and they had the designated driver. And when he was dropping everybody off, she asked him to marry her. And he said, no.
No,
that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. So she got really upset, jumped in the car, and stole his car. So he jumped in another friend's car and started chasing this girl, and they finally caught up to her. And so he grabbed onto the, you know how they have those racks up top on the cars?
Yeah, I like
so he was grabbing on that, thinking, surely she won't take off with me on the car, trying to stop her from leaving because she had been drinking all night.
Oh, gosh.
Well, she took off and was driving about 80 miles an hour with this dude hanging on with the on top of the car.
Oh, no.
Eventually.
It's like a movie.
Eventually, unfortunately, he fell off. He got hurt. I mean, he broke a bunch of bones.
Oh, no.
And then she took off.
Whoa.
And she was arrested. Her name is Panya Vang, and she got arrested because she showed up to see him at the hospital the next day.
Because she's hilarious.
She's bad.
Who shows up to the hospital to say, are you okay?
Yeah. I heard you had a little accident.
Yeah. So she's been arrested, and now she's facing charges.
Oh.
It could have been worse.
Layer lasagna, 30 layers and a tea.
Well played. Your big Al Mac with the quick rhymes over
quickie,
here.
Had the quickie.
Yeah. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing excellent. Congratulations on being car number 11, sir.
Thank you.
What are you up to right now, Jason?
I just got home from work. I'm working third shift right now.
Oh, my man. What do you do?
I'm in the Navy. I'm a mechanic in the Navy.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Jason, if you were on a date with Jenna, would you have told her her teeth were covered in food?
Is it the first date?
Yeah, it's the first date.
There's one right answer here.
No, see, I'm telling you guys, think differently. We don't want to embarrass you guys.
Yeah.
You said
you'd rather stare at the food the whole night.
It depends on how much, maybe. Maybe it's just like one or two little specks. Probably not.
See?
And for that reason, I'm out.
Why don't you leave in for the kiss and give her a little windshield wipe on the teeth with the tongue.
Yeah.
Ow. Oh.
Some guys, maybe that's the way he wants to take care of business. You know, I'm telling you, a lot of guys won't say it if it's the first date. We won't tell you because we're so careful with hurting your feelings or embarrassing you. But Jason, now it's all about you. Let's step up to the vault, sir.
Hello.
All right.
Please enter your password.
BlackBerry.
Let's go!
All right,
my
Let's
man.
Let's go.
You just gained access to the bank vault. It's you and the banker now. He's going to give you dollar amounts to increase the longer you stay in there. And your only job, Jason, is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, the maximum is $1,000. Still have to say stop if he says that, because if you don't and that door closes, you get nothing. And we don't want that, because you just had a long shift, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jason. All right. You're ready to go to sleep. And you're going to go to sleep, hopefully, with a little bit more money in your pocket. Let's do it. Let's play
Beat the Bank. $90, $100, $200, $310, $320. 460, 480, 490, 640.
Stop.
Yep. There you go. $640.
There you go, Jason. Congratulations. What are you going to do with that, man?
My kid's birthday is coming up in July, so we'll probably do a little something for her.
Aww.
And probably bills with the rest.
There you go.
That's awesome.
In the Navy, do you have a boat?
I do not own a boat. I am stationed on a boat.
Yeah, Al.
A really big
a
boat.
Big boat where people can live. Hey, just for fun, Jason, let's see how high it would have gone.
Good job, brother. Good job. Great job.
My man, that was less than half a second. It would have closed on you, man.
Wow.
Well done, dude.
I told myself if it went over 600, I was going to stop.
Well, you played it just right. Congratulations. $640 for you. Hold on. We'll get you all set up. And if you want to play Beat the Bank, you still have another shot. Two chances, actually, tomorrow. 7:10 and 8:10 will hook you up with those passwords.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Part-time Justin, welcome to the studio, sir.
Yes, hello. Happy Pride Month, you guys.
Hey, happy Justin.
Happy Pride Month, buddy.
Yes.
What are you doing to celebrate?
At the top of my list is to share some gay slang terminology with you guys.
Okay.
The only sport I watch is RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
Who gives you a lot of terms and slang to listen to.
All right.
And I thought it'd be great for us to do this in a gay slang spelling bee. Woo!
Oh, boy.
Woo! Gay slang. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're not out if you misspell it. It's just for fun, okay?
But you are out.
And the winner gets a kiss from me.
Oh.
Or something.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
Like a chocolate kiss.
A Hershey's.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
We weren't sure that was gay slang.
Yeah.
Oh. How do we know?
You never know.
When does the game technically begin?
Very good point, Kelly.
Right now.
Okay.
Okay. First up on the stage, Jenna Owens.
Okay.
Your word. Okay, hold on. I forgot to tell you guys. So for this to be funny, you guys have to ask for the definition and for it to be used in a sentence.
Oh, okay. We already are going to do that.
I already know. Okay, good.
Okay.
Yes.
Because we
definitely want it to be funny.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Justin, for telling us how bits work.
No problem. I give y'all a script. Okay. Jenna Owens. Gace.
Gace. Are there any alternate pronunciations?
No, ma'am.
Could you please use the word in a sentence?
Yes. OMG, that guy over there is totally gay. Really, Bridget? How do you know that? Girl, just look at his gaze. His chiseled chin, doughy-eyed, button-nosed face. Gaze.
Ooh, gaze.
Oh. I think you just gave us the definition.
Okay, what else am I supposed to ask? What part of the language of origin?
Language of origin comes from Yes Queen in Alabama.
Alabama?
What?
I was making up a gay city.
So you don't know.
I don't know. I really am not going to know where gays originally came from.
What else would you like me to ask?
The definition, please.
The definition.
Facial features in a person that makes them look gay. A gay face.
Oh.
Gays. G-A-Y-C-E. Gays.
Correct.
Oh, I thought you hit it if you're wrong, right? The bell.
Buzzer is wrong. Yeah. Bell is right.
Oh.
Gotcha. I got a buzzer. Do you got a buzzer on?
Don't you know the basic tenets of comedy?
Because when I was watching the scripts,
I think
you
were right. It is the bell is.
Yeah, the bell's bad. No sound is good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They say that's correct.
Bells are happy sounds.
So the bell means it's right.
Yeah, we'll go with
I'm
right.
I'm going to say the bell means it's right.
All right, who's next?
Okay, Kelly Raspberry
yes.
up on stage.
Yes, I should say.
Yes.
Your word is Trey.
Trey, may I have the definition, please?
a male's face who would look good in drag.
Okay, so I guess may I please have that used in a sentence?
Girl, it's like your Y chromosome is like, why even bother? Because you look so Trey.
So it's a face that would look good in drag.
That
so
is
you
Trey.
Would portray a drag person. So I'm going to guess it's the second half of the root word portray and go with T-R-A-Y.
Yep, there you go.
No chocolate kiss for you.
So
no,
is it Trey like our Trey?
Yes, Trey.
Like T-R-E-Y?
T-R-E-Y.
Did you make this one up?
No.
Oh, why is it spelled with an E-Y?
I don't know.
Because it's the guy's name.
Yeah. Well, no, it's so basically it's like a guy who would have a face that would look good in makeup. So he's already pretty right now, but beat his face with makeup, and he's going to look great.
Got it. Understand that. We were just wondering why it's T-R-E-Y.
Or why it's not T-R-E-S, because he's Trey Pretty.
Trey.
I didn't spell French.
I didn't spell these words. Okay.
I'm not a good gay person.
No,
a gay
I guess
friend.
Not.
I'm
no,
not
you're
a good.
Good
friend of gays.
Well, you not think that is so incorrect, because you are very gay friendly.
Big Al, you're on stage.
All right, come on.
I just can't spell.
Your word is fish.
Fish, okay. Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Ooh, I need to look under that skirt because I think she's a real woman. This queen is so fish.
Oh, no.
Definition, please.
Oh, no.
A drag queen who looks like an actual woman could definitely be one.
Oh, wow.
Just spell it and let's move on.
Go.
F-I-S-H?
Correct.
Oh, that's wow. Just so the regular fish spelling?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But we're learning. Did y'all know that?
No,
I did not.
No.
And we're moving on.
JC, your word is extra.
Extra.
Extra. Extra.
Why you just spell it?
No, Kelly, because let me tell you something.
I have a feeling it's spelled exactly how the regular extra is spelled.
You know what? Because Justin, who has been doing radio roughly 11 years less than I have, told me how to do this bit.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask for a definition for this extra.
Extra, doing the most extravagant and loud in a very impressive or dramatic way.
Okay. Can you please use that in a sentence?
I can't even right now. The bride came floating down the aisle carried by balloons like the house from Up. She is so extra.
Extra. E-X-T-R-A. Extra.
Extra.
Correct.
Actually, awesome. E-X-T-R-E-Y.
Jenna.
Extra.
Jenna, you're up.
Okay, Justin.
Bop.
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 I want to hear you say bop in a sentence.
Girl, peep this new Cardi song. It's a bop.
Could I have the definition, please?
A good song.
You can't have the definition in the sentence.
That's what you're supposed to do. Okay. My English teachers taught me the right sentences with the definition inside of it.
Like if it was like.
Okay. Is it bop? B O P bop.
Correct.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. So far, Kelly's the only one that's gotten it wrong.
Yep. Wah, wah.
Kelly, you're up. Your word is okay.
I know this one too. Wait,
say it again.
This one's a tricky one.
I just want to say right now that I know Cardi B gets credit for that, but you know who's been doing that forever is the Kardashians.
Well, you know where the Kardashians.
They've been doing that forever.
But they got it from. They got it from the gay community.
This is a drag queen.
Excuse me, Miss Raspberry. That's where you asked the origin of the word.
What's the origin of the word?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay. I think they were doing it before that, but I digress.
The Kardashians.
May you please use it in a sentence.
Yes, ma'am. And I told him I don't need him in my life if he's going to treat me like a pet. I'm a strong and independent man who don't need no sugar daddy. Oh.
Okay, and I guess I need to ask the definition, even though I think it's fairly obvious.
A fun way to say okay.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm just going to guess at this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Kurt?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Man, you're 0-2,
yeah.
Kel.
Yeah.
It is actually spelled O-H-K-R-R-R-R.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, it was only... Oh, okay.
Where's the T at?
You're missing a U.
No, it's a...
I thought I heard a T at the end. Oh, Kurt.
Yeah. All right. Next up. Kelly has 0.
Gosh, Kelly.
You need to go back to school. Yeah. All right.
I think you're wrong on that spelling, because I've always seen it spelled O-K-U-R-R-T.
They're wrong.
Okay, who's
Big Al's next?
Come on.
Well, Google it and you'll see.
Big Al, your word is cruise.
Okay. I want to just spell it, but I will ask for the definition, please.
To go on a hunt for the dirty laundry and do it on the spot. Cruise.
Okay. Could you give me the...
No.
Use it in a sentence?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Well, it was so nice to invite Josh to the park, but he's been on Grindr this whole night cruising.
Whatever happened to just like, I'm going to get in my car. Justin and I went for a cruise.
Because that's not what you're doing, though.
It means like you're hunting for...
For some love.
Yeah, some love. We were cruising, trolling. Yeah.
I'll spell it. Let's get past this word.
C-R-U-I-S-E?
Correct! Good job!
A lot of these words were already in the English dictionary. They're just, the definition has changed.
Yes.
Okay?
Right. Really? So,
JC, you're up on deck.
I'm ready.
Yestergay.
Yestergay?
Yestergay.
Is that like when
Can you give me the definition, please?
A man who was gay, but is no longer gay. Now he's straight.
Oh, yestergay. Y-E-S-T-E-R-G-A-Y. Yestergay.
What is it if you were straight, but now you're gay?
Straight or gay?
Gaymara.
What?
Gay.
Yester straight.
Gaymara.
Gaymara. All right.
Origin. Big Al.
Yeah. Jenna.
Uh-huh.
Bear.
I dated a guy once that all the gays referred to as a bear.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm familiar with this expression.
Okay. You already used that word in a sentence.
I would love your definition.
Look at that bear. He is so manly, I just want to braid his chest hair.
That was using it in a sentence. What's the definition?
A hairy, thick, and broad gay man.
Bear. B-E-A-R. Bear.
Yes, ma'am.
Bears, they just want the hunt.
Yes. Just like giant man, and like all the guys would be like, "You're a bear," and he was like, "What's a bear?"
Big O would be a bear.
Yeah, you're a bear.
A bear?
What?
Yeah.
All right. Then.
I don't think he's hairy enough.
Big O, grizzly bear.
It's about hairy all the time. It's about the cuddle factor.
Yeah, I'm a good cuddler.
What am I? Am I a bear?
Oh, your word is next. So, Callie.
Yes.
Your word is otter.
An otter. May I please have the definition of otter?
Like a bear, but slimmer, more fit gay man with hair.
With hair.
Like JC.
Oh.
With facial
hair? Yeah, JC's an otter.
A hairy body, like hairy chest.
Yeah. He's got leg hair and armpit hair and facial
down from
hair.
Bear.
Yeah. It's like more fit, less hair.
Okay. So basically in a sentence, like, look at him, I want to hug him because he looks like an otter.
Or
I'm
like
guessing.
Or like, eep, that otter over there from the soccer team just winked at me.
Okay, I'm going to just go out on a limb and see if I can finally get one right.
Okay.
With a traditional spelling of otter, which is O-T-T-E-R.
Oh, yes! Look at this. Kelly's on the board!
Very nice.
Hey, I'm redeemed.
Okay, Big Al.
Yo!
Your word is twink.
Definition, please?
A slim, hairless, and young gay man.
I dated one of those.
Now, is that sometimes considered a slur?
It is.
Slur.
Well, what's
like
the
difference? Negative.
That means it's offensive.
Oh, no.
Are you cool? But isn't that an otter then?
No, because an otter's
skinny
fit.
And small.
Oh, okay, got it.
Sentence, please.
Yeah, sentence. Yeah, after college, I was done with twinks. I'm looking for a man who's built like a tree I can climb.
Wow.
What?
Okay, twink. T-E-W-I-N-K. Twink.
Man. Yes, correct.
A tree I can climb.
Yay, me.
Okay, last one, Jose.
It's exhausting, this game. Wow.
Kelly, you're losing. You only got one.
I am. Yeah. I'm the loser.
I'm about to go 3-for-3.
Ready?
Yeah,
your
ready.
Word is kiki.
Kiki?
Kiki.
Kiki. I know what that means.
Kiki. Kiki. Can I have a definition?
A party for throwing shade and gossiping about other basics and has-beens from work or social circles.
Can I have it in a sentence, please?
You can actually have it in a song.
Let's have a kiki.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's the song.
Let's have a kiki?
Yes.
Kiki.
So that's my sentence?
Now, here's another one. Hey, Karen, do you want to come over for a kiki? I've got a lot of tea to dish out because Susan ate my last lean cuisine at work.
Kiki. K-I-K-I.
Correct! There you go. That's all the gay slang terminology that y'all need to know for this month. Go around, celebrate it. Okay. Find yourself an otter, a bear, and let's have a kiki. Play the song.
Let's have a kiki.
Yeah. Happy Pride Month, Justin.
Thank you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.